SOP 38.
This is Heather Vale from Success Unwrapped, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, and welcome back to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, and if you'd like to contact me, it's real simple. All you got to do is send an email to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or if you'd like to call me, it's 888-563-3228, or of course you can comment out at our show archive at schoolofpodcasting.net. If you'd like to know more about the School of Podcasting, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. We've got hundreds of resources and hours of tutorials. And before I forget, I was interviewed out at Entrepreneur's Journey. Check it out, entrepreneurs-journey.com. Now, this website has articles, it has podcasts. It's hosted by a guy named Yaro Starik from Australia. Very cool entrepreneur. I mean, the guy's doing it. He's making some money out there, and he interviews other people who are making money on the internet, and he interviewed me about the School of Podcasting, and I'll have a link directly to my show, but definitely check it out, entrepreneurs-journey.com. A couple of shows back, I mentioned how I had in my possession an Audio-Technica 2020. Now, the big question was, of course, well, am I talking into it right now? I'm not going to tell you. Let's do this just for fun. I recorded basically the same sentence with three different microphones, and you can tell me which one you like. Now, I'll tell you, we'll talk more about the Audio-Technica 2020 at the end of this, but right now, let's listen to the samples. This is microphone number one, and on today's show, we're going to be talking with Heather Vale, co-author of the book, ClickBank Affiliate Confessions. Again, this is microphone number one. This is microphone number two, and on today's show, we'll be talking with Heather Vale, co-author of the book, ClickBank Affiliate Confessions. Again, this is microphone number two. This is microphone number three, and on today's show, we're going to be talking with Heather Vale, co-author of the book, ClickBank Affiliate Confessions. This again is microphone number three. All right, and there you have it. All those mics were completely flat. I'm now going to EQ this a little more. Turn up a little lower end on the back end of this. And I am now using the Audio-Technica 2020, which was microphone number one. Audio-Technica 3035 was microphone number two. And the MXL V67, which I think was the predecessor to the 99. I could be wrong. I need to look this up. I've had that microphone a long time. But so people have asked me, well, do you like the 20? I actually, to me, it's very clear, and while the 3035 does carry the bottom end a little better, you can simply do what I'm doing, which is turn up the bass a little bit on your mixer, and that'll give you a little more lower end. And really, for me, it's whatever one is closest. I think for podcasting, there's really, you know, you want to sound good, but the ones that I think that sound awful are those little stick USB microphones. I've yet to really play with headsets yet, but I really do. To me, here's the great thing. Like right now, if you go out to my show notes out at schoolpodcasting.net, I'll have a link to where you can purchase the Audio-Technica 2020 and get a free windscreen, okay, and get second-day shipping for only $2. Now, the whole price of that is $99 plus the $2 in shipping. And you're like, oh, well, what about tax? There's no tax unless you're in New Jersey. It's from a company called Same Day Music. And so you could get a very nice condenser microphone plus a windscreen, which I highly recommend, because if I don't have a windscreen and I talk like this, I can get really close, which is awful. But now if I talk about the School of Podcasting, you're going to get all my pops and peas, and that drives me nuts. So I'll put my windscreen back up. And yeah, there you go. So there's my little mic test, and somebody asked, sent in a note and said, hey, did you do it yet? And I'm like, no, it's coming up on this show. And as you have probably noticed, we are going to be talking to Heather Vale. Now, this is going to make this show a little longer than usual. But here's something before we even get into Heather Vale, because we're going to talk about affiliate marketing. Now, what is affiliate marketing? That's where if you have a product that would you think your audience would appreciate. Okay? So like right now, I'm not going to go out and find a knitting tool to promote on this website because this isn't about knitting, it's about podcasting. So, but if you have some sort of product and they have an affiliate program, you can put a link on your website, and if somebody clicks on that link and then purchases the product, you get a commission. That's called affiliate marketing. And I talked with, well, you'll hear when I go into the interview with Heather why I'm talking to her. She's got a great background, and I think you'll find this very interesting, and that's why I really didn't cut it down a whole lot. She has a huge number of links. So if you go out to schoolpodcasting.net, you can go to just heathervale.com. She does a website called Today Success Minute at todaysuccessminute.com. She also does Success Unwrapped with Heather Vale. That's a weekly talk show at successunwrappedradio.com. And she's also the host of Today Success Minute. And I actually just talked about that, so that's it's in my notes twice. There you go. So, and of course, ClickBank Affiliate Confessions, which I will have a link to out in the show notes. And if you think about it, one of the things I asked her, we talk about is okay, with podcasting, you've got to get people back to your website to click the affiliate link. If you think about it, I could have said to find out which microphone was what, simply go to schoolpodcasting.net because you want people curious and you want them to go back to your site. So if I was really pimping something here, I could say, well, go out to the show notes at schoolpodcasting.net and to find out which microphone was microphone number one, number two, number three. So there are all sorts of different ways to lure your people, lure your listeners back to your page, back to your show notes to get them to click the affiliate link. And of course, that's just one way of earning some extra cash with your podcast. But for now, let me shut up and let's get to the interview with Heather. Well, on the Skype phone, we have Heather Vale of Success Unwrapped with Heather Vale. Oddly enough, Heather Vale on the show called Success Unwrapped with Heather Vale. It's great.
Yeah. Check imagine
out,
that.
Yeah. Check that out at successunwrappedradio.com. And she's also got a book called ClickBank Affiliate Confessions. And that's actually kind of why I waved her down and say, come over here. Can you talk to us for a little bit? So thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, David.
And I wanted to, the other thing I like the fact that you do have a podcast and you have worked with a lot of internet marketing people. I thought, this is somebody who's got a really great perspective. So first off, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the book?
Okay, well, ClickBank Affiliate Confessions is actually a complete e-package. So there is an e-book component to it, which is the transcriptions of the various interviews I did. But you also get the full audios, the full transcripts before they're edited into the ebook. You get video tutorials, access to a private forum, blog. So there's all kinds of elements to it, and it's meant to help new affiliate marketers to become a success. So what I did was I interviewed people who were making several thousand dollars a month up to, you know, one of them's making over $1,000 a day just as a ClickBank affiliate, and found out what their tips and tricks were, what their techniques were that they used to make that kind of money. And, you know, pretty in-depth interviews. Whatever they said, I would keep driving it deeper and deeper to kind of get the secrets to how to make money as an affiliate.
Awesome. Now, a lot of those people, I'm sure, are using some sort of opt-in email list and things like that. Are the secrets and the techniques they're using, is that something you think that people can apply to podcasting?
Yeah, definitely. Now, not all of them are using the opt-in lists.
Okay.
I'd say probably about 75%. And the ones that do say it's a very good technique and they wish they had started it sooner, and some of the ones that don't yet use it say it's something that they wish they had done, but some of them just drive traffic to their websites and use links on the websites. So whether they're using pay-per-click and paying for that traffic, or whether they're using SEO, search engine optimization, and getting the free traffic, one way or another, they're driving traffic to those websites.
Awesome. Now, how do you think, because that's really one of the problems with podcasting, is the fact that you can, I don't know if it's a problem, it's a feature, but the fact that you can listen to a podcast wherever you want to. And so, you know, if somebody's listening to it on their iPod or some sort of portable device, do you have any ideas on how a podcaster can get that person to come back to their website to then click the affiliate link so that they can then earn the commission?
Well, there's two ways you could actually do that. That's one way is to tell them to go back to your website, and the simple way I do that is just in my intro to my show, you know, it's, you're listening to Success Unwrapped, blah, 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 available at successunwrappedradio.com. But then you're relying on them being curious, because the people that have subscribed through the podcast directories may not ever want to go to the website. So the other way to get people to click on your affiliate links if they've never gone to a website and never planned to is you can actually use your affiliate link in the audio, but you would do that as a redirect. So let's say if I'm promoting a product like Bob Sheinfeld was on my show. He's got a product called Busting Loose from the Money Game. So his affiliate link that I have is this long combination of numbers and letters and slashes and dots right. and question marks and all this stuff, which you would never say in an audio. But what I did is I used a software called Affiliate Defender, and I created a redirect link. So the new URL is successunwrapped.com/bustingloose.html. And if I were to have another interview with Bob, I could say, you know, when you mention your product, instead of saying bustingloosefromthemoneygame.com or whatever his actual website is, why don't you say successunwrapped.com/bustingloose.html? And then the people, they won't know where his original website is. They'll just know what they heard in the interview, and they'll go to my affiliate link.
Gotcha. That's actually a pretty cool trick, and that way you get them in the habit of going back to your website. So that's very cool.
And they actually never land on the website, because even though the URL is successunwrapped.com, they're actually just redirecting through my website, and they end up on his website under my affiliate link.
Gotcha. The other thing I've seen, too, just since we're talking about this idea, I see more and more podcasters starting to, whatever they're talking about, to put a picture on their website. I've heard a few people say that, and it's and I say that because it's worked for me. Anytime I go to somebody's podcast page, I then turn around and go, okay, what made me do this? And that's one of the things I'm hearing more and more people do. They're like, oh, whatever topic they're talking about, they'll say, oh, and if you want to see a picture of this, go to my website. I've got a picture right there in the show notes. So that's another kind of little tip you might want to throw in to get people to come to your website. Everybody's curious. It's one thing to hear it, but a lot of us want to see things as well. So,
yeah, or you can offer a free download that's only at your site. So you can say, okay, well, get Bob's free report on such and such by going to successunwrappedradio.com and clicking on the download link, and you have that there. So in the process of doing that, they'll also see your other show notes, which will, again, have your affiliate link.
Very cool. And then you also have another podcast over at Podcaster News called Today's Success Minute. If somebody tunes into that, what can you expect them to find?
Well, Today's Success Minute is meant for the busy person who wants to become a bigger success. So basically what I've done is taken the big success principles and I've distilled them down to their essence, and I give you one per day in a quick 1-minute lesson. So in a minute you can learn about a step in the law of attraction, or you can learn about the importance of leverage, or you can learn about all kinds of different things. It's a different topic each day, but all related back to success, and always under a minute.
Awesome. And Success Unwrapped, what is that, kind of just kind of that concept, but a much longer version of the podcast?
Kind of, but Success Unwrapped is a talk show. So each week I have on a different success expert, and we'll be talking about their book or their theories on how to be a success. And it's not just a sales pitch, so it's not, okay, here's Bob and you should buy his book, you should buy his book, you should buy his book.
Right.
I want real content. So I tell them, okay, I don't care if you think your book is a secret and you want people to buy your book. We're going to give the answers to what's in that book. And, you know, obviously you can't give all the answers. You can't give everything that's in the book in a 45-minute or 60-minute interview. So there will be people that are curious afterwards that will go and actually buy their product, and hopefully through my affiliate link, but never a hard sell, and it's never required to get information from my show to actually buy that book.
And that's really, I'm sure that's discussed in your book. The one thing that I have always found that turns people off is the hard sell. If you're kind of just reviewing a product or something of that nature, people are more likely to be more curious about it because they get more defensive, probably, I would think. When somebody comes across with the hard sell, I immediately start putting up my defense mechanisms because, you know, they're just pushing it on me. Whereas I think the key to affiliate marketing is more just a subtle approach and just an information and let people decide. Is that what you kind of found through some of the experts you were referring to and interviewing?
Yeah, I'd say almost 100% of them said that, number one, the content is key. Number two, you've got to give them something for free. And most of them are endorsing either writing articles and submitting those to article directories, which would then have a link to your website at the bottom. You know, David Jackson is the host of Podcasting School, blah, blah, blah. And it'll go back to your website. Or they endorse writing a review. So, you know, I used the product. This is what I thought about it. And not just the positive aspects, but if you didn't like something, you should also include what you didn't like because it makes it more real. They know you're telling the truth. You're not just giving them a sales pitch.
Right. And you maintain your integrity. So, and that's really, because if you lose your integrity, then you've lost everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Well, and, no problem. Thank you, David.
And anything else we should talk about before I let you go?
You know, it just kind of popped in my mind as you were talking at one point. There's a local breakfast show called Breakfast Television. Mm-hmm. And what they do is something that podcasters could do as well. Every time they have a guest on, they say, to find out the guest's website, go to our website, and we have the link list every day. So the regular viewers of Breakfast Television know that if they go to breakfasttelevision.com or whatever the website is, that they can see all the links from all the guests that appeared that day and then the archive for the previous week or whatever they have up there. So you could certainly do that with a podcast as well, is get your listeners used to the fact that you're not going to give them any web links in the audio. You're not going to tell them go to this website, go to that website. Always tell them go back to your website and you'll have everything they need there.
Now, I did have a question. You got me brainstorming now. Now, one of the things I've always kind of done is if it's an affiliate link, a lot of times I will let people know ahead of time and say, hey, well, by the way, if you can, go out to the website and click on this because I get kind of a finder's fee or a commission, things like that. Is that a good thing to do, or does it depend on the audience, or did anybody mention that?
It really depends on the audience. Some of the people I interviewed did say that they will tell people, okay, this is my affiliate link, and go ahead and use it if you'd like to. But a lot of the times they don't do that because they find that people are not willing to click on it if they know that it's an affiliate link. So you kind of feel out your audience, and if you think that, okay, this is a knowledgeable crowd, they understand, and they would certainly be happy to help me out and click on the link, then sure, tell them. And you might get more clicks that way. If you think it's an audience that's going to be turned off by that, then don't tell them. And if they know, they know. And if they don't, they don't. A show like mine, Success Unwrapped, I've kind of tried to make it as much a radio talk show as possible. So right. Rather than having that, you know, that grassroots kind of, hey, it's a podcast and we're all here doing this for free and help me out kind of thing, I don't give that impression at all. The people I'm interviewing are telling the audience how to be more of a success. So the feel of the show is, okay, the show's a success, the host is a success, the guests are a success, and you can be a success too. So I would never even tell them that this is an affiliate link.
Gotcha. And that's one of the things you talk about on the show, that success is a learned skill. It's mm-hmm. not something that, you know, some people are just lucky. You're saying that that's actually a skill that you can learn.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a skill like any other that once you know what's involved in becoming a success, you just apply those same principles and you become a success as well.
And again, you can check that out at successunwrappedradio.com. Heather, again, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us. Best of luck with your book.
Well, thank you very much, David.
And I'll have all the links to her. She has a ton of links. We'll have all those out at the show notes again at schoolofpodcasting.net.
And see, there you go. Now you've just told everyone that they have to go back to your website. So you've driven them to your site.
Alrighty, thank you very much to Heather Vale for taking the time out of her busy schedule to come and chat with us about affiliate marketing. And I realize, again, that this podcast has been a little longer than usual. If this is the first time you're tuning in, we usually keep it fairly short. But with that, let me shut up and get to the business part. Again, you can contact me, schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. Phone it in. I'll take the voicemail. Free. It's 888-563-3228. Of course, you can just comment out at the show notes in our show archive. That's right, schoolofpodcasting.net. Everything we talked about will be out in the show archive, as well as the actual schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're thinking about getting into podcasting, don't waste your time with all the Google search. Do not pay $600-$700 to have somebody teach you how to podcast. It's a monthly $19.95. Think of how much time you would spend Google searching and all the other things. It's definitely worth the money. Check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. Hours of tutorials, hundreds of resources to take your podcast to the next level. Now, speaking of things coming up, were we talking about things coming up? We are now. Guess what's in my hand? That's right. Right here. Can you hear it? It's rather small, or at least it's smaller than I thought it was going to be. It's a Marantz MD660. I'll be talking about that in the future. I've also got an Edirol RO9 on the way, as well as some phenomenal interviews with people like Alan Stewart from the Marketers Podcast, many other things. So thank you for staying subscribed to the School of Podcasting. Tell a friend. But until then, till we meet again next week, this is Dave Jackson saying thank you and class dismissed.